8:30 p.m. Well, of course, I probably shouldn't have to say by now that that is, of course, local time, because it's 19:30 UTC where you live, and that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm the chairman of this committee. My name is Tobe, and it's a lovely day today. It's over 75 degrees Fahrenheit. It's sunny and clear. It looks like it's a little windy, but, you know, it's hard to tell, so we're just going to have to go out, see if we can find some motts, and just deal with it. Maybe it's not as bad as it seems. All right, so nothing left to do now but to get in the car and go spot some motts. Let's rock. Yeah, and you know what that means. We are here. After traveling some time in my car, we have arrived. Now, the big question is, if I was a marmot, where would I be? It is a lovely day, as I mentioned. It's a little windier here than it was at my house. I am at Heron Haven, and unfortunately, some people just pulled in behind me, and now I got another person pulling in. Yeah, we're not going to have a lot of peace here today. So first thing I want to do is I want to walk over here to where we found that freshly dug up bit, that freshly dug out hole that's over here by that birthing bin that leads up into the mushroom garden. I've approached it from a different angle, and whereas I'm not seeing anything, I think we're gonna sneak around to the front of it and see what we get here. I should also mention that we're very low on battery once again, so don't be surprised if this whole thing goes bingo battery at some point. I'm gonna get right up here, see what we can see. I'm being quiet, and I'm lurking very slowly. Where's my dudes? Looking for my dudes. Well, okay, this is interesting. That new hole that was like freshly dug is still dug, and it looks like there might have been more work done on it. But the other two holes that lead to that den have not been cleared. So what does this mean? Well, I don't know. And why is that like back hole cleared and not the front holes? Sort of bizarre, but you know, what isn't bizarre? So I think what we're going to need to do now is head up into the mushroom garden and check that big den. And when I say check it, I mean, let's get up into it. Let's get right up there and see what's going on. I've still got my sunglasses on. I wonder if I should change my glasses, but it's so sunny. It's so bright. Alright, wait, what was that sound? I don't know. There's a squirrel in a tree over there. These are not the dudes we're looking for. Alright, yeah, as usual, I can't see Jack from this angle. So, we're going in. We are going in. So, climbing over this pile of logs. This makes me tall when I stand up here, which is a good and a bad thing. It's a good thing because I can see a lot more stuff. It's a bad thing because, you know, then Matis can see me. All right, so let's get right up here on this hole and see what's up. Yeah, well, it's hard to tell. I don't think this den is
cleared out. I'm looking in a couple of the holes. I don't see anything. I don't see any motts anywhere. I can see down into the creek. There's not much going on over here. Okay. Very mysterious. So where's our mati? We've been finding some matis, or at least we've been finding one mati sort of in this area. Let's head back over to... Let's head back over there. Let's go over by the gate and look in the culvert, because we have been finding some matis, or one mati at least, over in that area quite a bit. So let's do some lurking. From here I can also see into the Mulhall's property, and even though there isn't a pond there yet, there are some geese hanging around. There's some geese that have wandered way up here to get some goosey snacks. And if this is making a boatload of wind noise, I apologize. The wind is roaring in my ears, so it's probably roaring for you too. It's annoying, and I don't like it. Alright, so, with cat-like tread, we sneak up onto this mati den. And I'm going to be a little bit more quiet this time, because this is the same place we saw that mati. And he was on the other side of the tree. Heard my voice, came running around, and ba-hoom, it was mati time. Well, I don't see any matis around here. I don't see any matis sticking their heads out of the culvert like we often find. That'll happen later in this season, I'm sure. So, another thing we need to check is the den that is right on the border between Herrenhaven's property and the Mulhall's property. And this is the one that we found the other day. We're gonna sneak right up here. I don't know how sneaky I'm being, because if there's a mott sitting anywhere over there, he can see me approaching. And I'm looking on the logs, looking to see any matis who might be sunning themselves. And, no, I'm not seeing anything. Where's my mott? Alright, so let's get up here. Let's get right on top of this thing. Let's look down into these holes. Oh, well, you know, no wonder we're not seeing anything. I don't think this has been cleared out. Oh, I think I just stepped in the hole. Yeah, no, this hasn't been cleared out yet. So I don't know what's going on over here. But this is in that Mati's range. Why is he not digging in this one? I do not know. You know what's probably stupid is, he probably moved back under the shed. Oh, I'm a mati, I like the shed, I'm gonna go back under the shed. Because it's easy. Of course it's easy. But we're not gonna take the easy way out. Not us. Alright, so I'm walking along the property on the borderline. And you know what? I just thought of something. Maybe we should do some more trespassing. Look at this though. On the other end of that culvert where that mati likes to go, it's nice and cleared. There could be a mati in there. We would never know. I'm wondering if we should kind of just walk along the Mulhall's property area here and go up here and check some of these other known dens. Or maybe we should just cut back across here into back into Herrenhaven, because this would lead us right to our little bridge. That's what I'm doing. I'm gonna walk over here, and I'm right behind the butterfly garden now, approaching the bridge where we first saw the marmot. Oh, so many days ago. When was that? Like a week ago? Are you under here, Matti? No. No Matti's under the bridge today. So we do not have to pay a toll. This puts us on the little loop path that goes behind the... or I should say, between the butterfly garden and the dragonfly pond. Geez, this path is nice and worn too, this little Matti path. Somebody has been running down here to get to the water so that they can get yummy drinks. Yeah, these guys aren't as tricky as they think they are. Doot doot doo, where's my Matti? Doot doot doo, I want some Mattis. Alright, well, I guess that means we can go up and look at the shed. Where's my Matties? Okay, I can kind of see the shed holes. Yeah, here we go. I don't see any noses sticking out. Check both sides of the shed here. Where's my Matti today? I want to find a Matti, but I have not found one yet. So I'll walk up to the side of the shed and look into the side hole. Not seeing any Mattis sticking their faces out. Was it last year that there was babies under the shed? And they would stick their heads out and say, "Hi, we're Mattis." Yeah, that's so nice. So nice of Mattis. Where oh where can my Matti be? Standing here in the breeze. I am now standing in the protective lee of the kiosk. But now there are so many people walking around in the trails of Herrenhaven. I don't know if it's worth going down, going in there. Where's my Matt? I'm kind of suspecting maybe my Matt is over there somewhere. Should we go that way looking for Mattis? Maybe we should. Okay. If I haven't mentioned it already, I think I did. We are very low on juice. I've got zero battery bars on the magic battery thingy. And so, what does that mean? It means that we could go bingo battery at any time. So if, you know, I'm talking and I just get cut off in the middle of a sentence, you will know what happened. We ran out of the juice. And you know what? I'm going to do a little bushwhacking right now, because there's a little trail here that I'm noticing. Ah, this is all really overgrown. But we're going to sort of hack and sack our way through here, because there's a marmot den. There's a marmot den up here, but now I can't figure out how to get through. Oh, here we go. Here's a way through. I got a duck. I got to be careful. Yeah, the den is right up here. Now, I can see a hole. I can see some big holes. Oh, wow. Is this... no, this is not in use. We got three holes. There's leaves everywhere. There's a little bit of dirt kicked out of these holes, but not a whole hell of a lot. And you know what? We're also getting close to the bees. Now, I think if memory serves, there's another den over here somewhere. Oh, I can I can smell something. And I think I smell... Oh, I lost it. What was that? I don't know. Couldn't smell it long enough. I couldn't tell what it was. Could be fox, could be muskrat. I don't know. But here I am, walking past the beehives, and I see no bees. No bees in the hive today. Oh, but what I was going to say is, boy, it's sunny. The sun is beating down on me. It's getting kind of hot. And I do not know what to think. Should I have worn shorts? Maybe I should have. Yeah. There is a den back here. There it is. It looks like somebody stacked logs in it or something, though. That den, that den might be. I can't get to it from here. I can only see it. One of the holes looks like it might be partially cleared. But the other one definitely isn't. I'm standing right next to the beehives. I'm standing on the little platform that the beehives are built on. Trying to get a good vantage. I don't see Jack. All right. Let's turn around. Oh, so windy. So much wind. I don't like it. Now, it seems to me like I'm remembering that there's a marmot den up there, but I'm not going to go over there because that's going towards the weir, and there's some geese on the weir that I do not want to spook. So, this is where we're going to take the cut and walk back into Harrenhaven here. Oh, there's a little cardinal hanging out. It's been dry. We haven't had any rain or anything in a while, so there's no mud. It's all dry. I can't find any tracks. Where's my dudes? I do not know. Alright, so here we are on the main path at Harrenhaven. And if we turn right, which I did, that will take us out to the boardwalk. I don't know if I want to go out there, because it'll just be windy and noisy and really annoying. But I don't see any people out there, so who knows? Alright, so here we are at the sub pond. There's no action. There's no dudes back here. There's no waterfowl. I think I see a couple of frog heads sticking out of the water. So that's nice. Everybody likes a nice froggy. I see something weird. What is that over there? There's a tree that has fallen into the water. And is that just a bird? It kind of looked like a squirrel running on that log. But it's also black. And so it could be a black squirrel. No, I can see wings fluttering. That's the one kind of surprisingly weird thing. Here in Omaha, we do have black squirrels. And they kind of look like small black minks at a distance sometimes. So that can be rather trickery. All right, so off to the boardwalk we go. What are we going to see out here on the water? I can guarantee you we're probably going to hear lots of wind noise. I'm walking by the secret pond, the secret hidden pond. It's hard to see back there, but I don't see anything. Okay, so on to the boardwalk we go. And now we are over the water, at the water's edge. Oh, the wind is picking up and it's so very annoying. Where's my muskrats? Where's my turtles? Where are my dudes in general? Wow. not even any geese out here. Oh wait, no, there's two geese over here, sort of towards the end of the boardwalk. Oh, and there's two geese over here who were blocked from view earlier. Are they building a nest over there? That'd be a pretty good place for one. Yay! Build a nest, have some gooser babies. Because goose babies are so photogenic. We like to take pictures of goslings. Alright. Well, I'm walking back into the forest. There's not a lot of action out here. I'm a little bit itchy. Is it really that warm? Yeah, it's probably better than 75 degrees Fahrenheit. So that means that's probably bad for me, but we're gonna tough it out. I got cold drinks at home. Let's walk back into the forest here. See if we can find anything. Doodly dee, doodly do. Okay. I'm not limbered up today. My muscles seem strangely stiff and tight today. Ouchie, ouchie, ouchie. I can hear red-winged blackbirds making their distinctive sounds all around me. What are they talking about? Oh, you know, bird stuff. You know, like, oh, isn't it fun to fly? Yeah, it's fun to fly. I like flying. Yeah, flying is fun. Bird conversations. What do birds talk about? These are the things that I ponder. All right, so over the land bridge I'm going. And I'm looking into the billabong. There's nobody here in the billabong. There might be somebody in the back here, but we're not going to be able to see it from this angle. And into the back 40. Into the back part of the forest. Hopefully some of these trees will act as a windbreak. And so we'll have less noise. Oh, I can kind of see into Turtle Bay, and I see some ripples caused by two mallards, a male and a female, hiding back there, being mallardy. And we might as well walk into the wall blind here and see what's going on in the back part of the billabong. The billabong is sort of dog leg shaped. It's not quite a 90 degree angle. And nope, there's nobody back here. No action in the billabong. And that's okay. Although, wasn't there a hole over here? Yeah, this hole looks like something was digging here, but it hasn't been digging here recently. So we got no action back here either. That was a big dig too. I can't imagine who was digging there unless it was Mati Mati Mati. And I can see some more green stuff popping up out of the ground. Grass and little plants. There are no leaves on the trees. And I'm rounding Turtle Bay, and I can see those mallards up there trying to hide. Hi, hidey mallards. And nothing else going on here. So, deeper into the forest we go. And, you know, I'm looking over there in that little spot again. Is that a marmot den over there? It looks like something's been... It's not freshly dug out dirt, but see, there used to be a couple of dens up on this ridge. I think one of them got broken and one got filled in somehow or something, you know. But there's one something over there that might kind of looks like a new den, and there's no way to get to it. It's very adverse terrain, so to speak. So I can't see anything. Hyul. Okay, so anyway, let's just keep moving. Here's that big funky birdkill site that we found. What was that, yesterday or the day before? There's still big, big feathers and wing parts spread about. I wonder what got taken down there. Was that a duck that got chomped? Or it could have been a goose, I suppose. But who knows? We're approaching the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. Who's back here today? Nobody. Nothing. Nada. I don't see any dudes swimming around. No birds. No waterfowl. No turtles. No snappers. Where's our snappers? All right. Well, we're approaching the big blind. But there's a bunch of people in it. They've probably already spooked all the dudes. Yeah. I'm just gonna turn right around. Do we want to take the loop path? Yeah, what the hell. We might as well take the loop here. And look down into the ravine and maybe we can find some kind of dudes. Because we don't have a whole heck of a lot of time left here on the Dubious Goals Committee. How come we're not finding any dudes? Well, I'll tell you why. I do actually know why. It's so nice. This has been, you know, like the warmest day of the year so far. And so there have probably already been dozens of people come through here. So thanks to everybody else for scaring all the dudes away. I can't wait until the real season starts. We can get up, we can be here before anybody else. I'm looking down into the ravine, and there's nothing. No deer, no mutts, no turkeys. No, nothing. It is kind of early still. Early in the year, you know. What is this? The last week in March. This is when things sort of started up. But, you know, it's going to be a couple weeks before everything is going full force. I'm at the top of the hill. I'm looking in some Mati den holes. There's no dudes. It's weird that we don't see any dudes today.
But it happens. Sometimes there are just some dude-free days. No matter how good the day you think it's going to be, oh well. My name's Tobe. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So, tune in tomorrow and the next day. Maybe we'll find some dudes, but I gotta go eat lunch, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.